You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey everybody, it's Kent Davenport here. Welcome back to the Producer's Perspective podcast. Today I'm going to answer a question I get asked a lot, which is what makes me decide what shows I want to produce, I want to write, I want to create. I'm going to answer that question, but I'm going to answer that question borrowing some advice from the founder of Bumble. Yes, I'm going to the tech world to help answer this question next.
I want to be a producer with a hit show on Broadway.
You're listening to the Producer's Perspective Podcast with your host, Tony Award winner, Ken Davenport.
Welcome back to the Producer's Perspective Podcast. I get a lot of my ideas for marketing initiatives to how I'm going to sell tickets, lots of these ideas from outside the theater world. I'm constantly reading business blogs. I follow all sorts of entrepreneurs from other industries on social media in order to learn what's working in their world and apply it to ours. Because frankly, a product is a product is a product. And yes, I know people hate it when I talk about the theater like a product, but it is. It is. And the more we think about it that way, and the more we market it that way, the more people that will consume it and then tell others to consume it, and the more theater that will be done all over the world. And as I say often, I believe the world is a better place if there's more theater in it. So this is a good way to think about it. Very recently, I stumbled upon a quote from Whitney Wolfe Herd, who, if you haven't heard, pun intended, of her, she is the youngest female billionaire on the planet. She became that when her company, the dating app Bumble, went public earlier this year. And she made a fortune. She made a fortune. And she actually came from Tinder and then designed, created, produced her own dating app, Bumble, which is, if you don't know the app, it's where women get to make the first move. Now, what does this have to do with what I produce? Well, people ask me this question all the time. How do you decide what you're going to produce? And frankly, I follow Whitney's advice. Whitney said this when she was asked about where she got the idea for Bumble, why Bumble, all of these things. And she very simply said this: I've truly just always tried to build what I wish existed. I truly just always tried to build what I wish existed. In other words, she created something that she wanted to use. And this is exactly the methodology that I use when I decide what shows I want to produce. I produce shows I want to see. I produce things that punch me in the heart, that get me where great theater really gets me, that makes me laugh, that makes me cry, that makes me jump up and down. These are the ideas, these are the shows, these are the stories that I want to be involved in. And it is just like an inventor of an app, or the designer of a car, or furniture, or it doesn't matter. I firmly believe that you can never go wrong in this business or in any business if you are creating something, pursuing something that you want to use, that you would love to use. Because one, if it doesn't work out, you are going after something that you felt passionate about in the first place. And two, if you are having this thought, odds are you are not alone. You are not alone. Yes, Whitney was very much in touch with the dating, the online dating world because of her history, her business history, and where she had worked before. But frankly, what she did when she came up with this idea was put herself in the mind of a consumer and think, what does a consumer want? I am that consumer. What would I want? And this is exactly what I tell people to do when they're choosing shows to produce, when they're choosing shows to write. It's exactly the same thing that I do when I'm choosing a show to produce or write. I say, what story do I want to see? And then I make that. So follow Whitney's advice, whether you are making theater or even if you're making your own dating app, and you can't go wrong. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of the Producer's Perspective Podcast. We will see you next time. Thanks again for listening to the Producer's Perspective Podcast. If you found this episode informative, educational, inspirational, or just entertaining, do me a favor and share this episode with another theater maker or two in your life. My mission is to amplify the conversation about theater, because if we get more people talking about it, we'll get more people making it, we'll get more people seeing it. It will be great for the industry as a whole. If you want more of my daily perspectives on theater and Broadway, check out my blog at theproducersperspective.com or check out my social media accounts at Ken Davenport B-Way on Instagram and at Ken Davenport on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. We'll see you for the next episode.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.